You're listening to SBS News.
At Sydney's International Airport this morning, a group of excited but anxious travellers lined up at the Fiji Airways check-in, ready to board the first tourist flight to the country in almost 20 months.
Just listen for the zones to be called and then we'll get you on board.
Thank you.
Vinaka, thank you.
Fiji is pushing on with its plans to reopen its borders to international travellers despite the emergence of the new variant of COVID-19. This Sydney-based man and his wife say they were initially wary of leaving Australia.
Don't want to quarantine and get into all that trouble again. Made us a bit cautious, but still, we won't let that dampen the fun.
Majid, his wife Shireen, and their two children, aged 8 and 10, say they too felt a mix of nerves and excitement upon boarding the flight to Nandi.
All my concern is if they shut down the border. That's all that I'm worried about. Other than that, I'm vaccinated. I'm not that concerned about the variant itself. It's just about the borders.
The family, like many at the airport, are eager for a tropical getaway. But others are desperate to reunite with their loved ones. Fijian-born Umenaram said he booked the earliest flight he could find because he says every hour counts.
I used to travel every 3 months before the lockdown, and that's why I'm on the first flight to go and see my mum and my brother. Yeah, it's not a holiday, but just to meet my family.
Australia is home to roughly 60,000 Fijian-born people, and the past 2 years have been a challenge for many, including this traveller.
Just going to see my mum's a bit sick, so I just want to go and visit her. Hasn't been there for nearly 2 years.
The four-hour flight is jam-packed, and passengers are elated as the plane touches down at Nandi Airport.
Vinaka Vakalevu, and welcome to our home.
There was also a special welcome as they disembark the aircraft. Today marks a crucial first step for Fiji. The Fijian Attorney General, Ayaz Sayed Kayyum, says the country has struggled to contend with the absence of foreign visitors.
Almost 40% of our GDP is dependent on tourism, but essentially when the borders closed down, your source of revenue from there just stopped overnight.
The return of visitors to Fiji has been more than a year in the making, and it's just the beginning of what is expected to be a major comeback for tourism. Tourism Fiji Chief Executive Brent Hill says the country is expecting more than 75,000 visitors over the next 2 months, with around 40% coming from Australia.
We're just so happy. We feel very relieved as well that we're finally here, and you know, it's just so much joy and happiness that, you know, now we can share, you know, our beautiful Fiji with tourists again.
The growing uncertainty over the new variant of COVID-19 is doing little to derail the long-awaited reopening. Fiji has one of the world's highest vaccination rates. More than 90% of adults have received both doses, and the government is confident it is well equipped to withstand any challenges Omicron may bring. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.